This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We were talking earlier, Reggie, about...
We talk every day
mm-hmm. About the Major League Baseball going to the ABS system and, technological strike zone and all that good stuff. Why the hell do they call them robot umpires? I hate that so much.
That's a good point. It's not like they actually robots.
Why do they? You've seen that, I guess it's a video, maybe it's a GIF or whatever, of that robot running down the hill with the funky head and he's white and he's all running down. It's all over the internet. That's a robot. To me, that's a robot. A robot, you know.
Actually, what is technically, a robot is a machine, especially one programmable by a computer, capable of carrying out a complex series of actions automatically.
Yeah. Look, this one here is the one I'm. That's what I'm picturing. That's a robot.
I didn't see that. Why did they put clothes on the robot?
They put clothes on this robot running down that. You've seen it, Figgy?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, it's wild, man. It's been making all the rounds.
Yeah, stop. So, anyways, that's a whole different
thing. Why is Major League Baseball calling this robot? There ain't no robots.
I don't think they're calling it robot umpires.
No, they did.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. And everybody since has been calling them robot umpires.
Because since the 70s, probably, mm-hmm. we in our American society are fascinated with robots and anything sci-fi.
An actual robot.
It feels space age. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They need to give it like a name. You know how you got like these different AI companies and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Google got Gemini. And
give it a name, an actual name.
Yeah, just an actual name.
Who's a famous umpire? We could just call it like
Barry or something.
Joe West?
No, not Joe West.
All the famous ones are the bad ones to me.
Yeah.
Let's go to Barry for the call.
I'm trying to think. I'm thinking of one of my Kent places.
I just like the idea of like a batter
mm-hmm.
getting a bad pitch and going like, hey, Angel, tell me if that was a strike or not.
Hey, they should,
not
man.
Angel Hernandez, for God's sake.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Not him for my sure. Bad. But yeah,
hey, Blue would actually be good.
It just
call it Blue, especially since umpires hate being called Blue.
That's it. What does Blue have to say?
Yeah,
dude, you send that to someone.
What do you mean send that to someone?
An email.
I'm gonna copyright it. I'm sending it right now. If y'all want to use it, y'all better pay me some
have
money.
A little something. Bling.
Now I would. What does Blue have
it
to say?
It was a strike.
I would. It's not a robot. Robots are those things that you see. You know, whatever, doing stuff at a factory.
Wait,
you know,
so I like this. The John Lopez robot or no robot test. Mm-hmm. So the robot vacuums, the automated vacuums.
That's a robot.
But that doesn't evoke the humanoid nature that you seem
but
to be
But it's
the
definition
about.
Of what you described. Like a strike zone with basically an electronic dinging sound or whatever, electronic, you know, data. That's not a robot. That's like an app. Basically, it's an app. You know, that's a robot. The dude running down the hill is a robot. The arms, you know, making your car, that's a robot. Drives me nuts that they're calling this
Robo
a robot.
Blue.
Robo Blue.
It's like Robo
Let's
Cop.
Let's go.
It's like Robo
Let's
Cop.
Go.
Robo Ump.
Robo Blue. Man.
Robo Ump is not the I Ump.
I Ump. You can't lose with that.
Jim Joyce. Huh?
Jim Joyce is one I was thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim feels, I feel like you have to go Joyce.
He gonna want some money for that one,
Joycey. Yeah, that's the other thing. Is you gotta
run me my money
for intellectual property or name, image, and likeness in a non-college setting.
Yeah.
All right, I will admit and this one isn't the crazy mission. This is the first mission to get to the real mission. All right, mm-hmm. rock with me. I very much was somebody for whom Tom Brady was deeply annoying mm-hmm. in his tenure. It's like, oh, look at me. I'm conventionally handsome and have a supermodel wife and win a whole bunch of championships.
Conventionally handsome.
La-di-da-di-da, right? And then, you know, I just had to come to a place where, you know what? I feel like this happens with a lot of us in sports where you get to a point where you're just like, I just got to respect what's happening there. Mm-hmm. My confession is I have circled back around to I'm done with this dude. You are dead to me. So apparently, first and foremost, he has a weekly newsletter because I guess when you get paid that much, you got a lot of things yeah. that you got to do. Shout out to Stephen A. Smith. But in his latest newsletter, an entry titled Do Your Job that he published today, Tom Brady wrote that, quote, only the paranoid and distrustful believe that there's a conflict of interest in his roles. Get the bleep out of here. Right. Don't pee on my head and call it rain, bro. I can see mm-hmm. like I got a brain. You have different job. You have a job in which you get information ahead of the time, ahead of a game from another team. And then you have another job where you are invested in the winning of one team. Yeah. Like, that is a natural conflict of interest. Don't call me stupid because I can see it.
Yes.
How dare you?
Completely with you. What was the quote he used again? What was the quote he said?
So he said that only the paranoid and distrustful believe that there's a conflict of interest.
Come on, man.
I'm paranoid because I could put two and two together. Yes.
So I guess that's every team in the league.
Yeah.
That's the whole NFL.
Yes.
And the implication is that we, even if I was paranoid and distrustful, that you are somebody that deserves trust. We got two gates on your name, big dog.
Yeah, that's right.
Two of them, right? You deflated the football. You got spies. Like, we shouldn't be able to trust you anyways.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Exactly. By the way, Harry Wendelstedt is the one I was
Wendelstedt
thinking. Wendelstedt. Mm. What does Wendelstedt say? Texted that in. Thank you very much.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I got to confess, I'm kind of looking at Toro a little different now, man.
Mm-hmm.
So remember a couple weeks ago, I think it was around the time we was doing the kids reads and all that stuff
mm-hmm.
that week. And remember our boss was like, hey, Toro will be up here around a little early.
Yeah.
So you might miss him, but he'll be up here around 8 o'clock
mm-hmm.
and he can be going around promoting his book. And I think his book is called Made to Be a Mascot.
Okay,
I think it's a children's book. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, cool. I was debating on getting up here to, you know, take a little video with Toro, all that stuff. Toro, cool. But I didn't make it. I seen one of our stations up here post a picture
mm-hmm.
and they tagged Toro in it. Like, hey, Toro, make sure you get Toro's book. And it was a white guy in the picture.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, oh, okay. I'm like, who is this white guy? I was kind of confused.
Sir, because that was either Sean or Seth, okay?
No, it was nobody to work here. White boy. but it was a white boy in the picture.
please don't text us. It's an inside joke at this point that was started earlier this morning.
Salute to Rick Ross.
Yeah.
But, I was sitting there. I'm like, who is this? And I realized, oh, that's Toro.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you ain't wearing your costume, man.
Toro, uncovered, unmasked.
I would have been pissed off if I got up here early because I was not expecting. I thought it was going to be Toro.
Oh, he was never wearing the costume.
No, No,
what are we
not in the picture.
It's just the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get. And look, to be fair, maybe our boss could have set it up a little wrong or something like that. But I was suspecting Toro to be up here.
Right.
You know, doing Toro things and being silly, doing pranks and all that stuff. But it was just a white guy in the picture.
Just a white.
I was just like, who is this guy? And I realized it was Toro.
Admit it, you were glad that you didn't come up here early.
Yeah. I mean, salute to the guy. He do an amazing job and Hall of Famer and all that
stuff. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, dang, I was expecting Toro. That's not Toro.
Should mascots ever be unmasked while they're still on duty?
If you promoting the mascot, I don't know. In there.
I kind of like the mystique of not like of it being a secret identity, but also I recognize there's no real reason for that. Like, there's not a huge. I know that there's somebody in there. Knowing who the person is,
but
probably
that's part
shouldn't
of the
change.
Intrigue.
Yeah, just just imagine you tell your kids, hey, Barney gonna be up at the station,
and it's some dude.
It's just some random dude up there. Hey,
I'm Barney. No, you're not.
No, you are Jeffrey.
Yeah. Who the hell is this?
Yeah, Barney has a whole suit. I don't know what you're doing right now. That's funny. From the 346, are we sure Figgy doesn't want to be Toro? Figgy?
Nah. Okay. Nah, man, no, when I was a street tamer, I had to wear, you know, 100.3 the bull mascot.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wear that a couple times at a concert.
You were McDowell's.
Huh?
You were McDowell's. You weren't the real Toro. You were the bull.
Yeah, pretty much. I got the Big Mick.
You got the Big Mick?
Yeah, but
what
I had
your address?
8507 Queens Boulevard. But yeah, I had to wear that costume. It was during a concert. It was 90 degrees outside. It was July. Man, I was sweating like crazy,
no,
man.
Thank you.
So I'm good on the mascot business.
Mm-hmm. Which honestly, to be fair, that's probably a good reason for Toro to be out here in his regular skin. He's like, hey, man, it's summer. Hey. I'm not actually publicizing anything with Toro. Let me wear just some shorts and tips.
Tell me the guy that plays Toro
is
will be here.
Yeah.
Then I will have a totally different feeling on it.
Exactly.
I'll be like, okay, and pick up his book, too. But I was like, man, what?
You walk up to the guy that says Barney, that plays Barney, goes, yeah, I'm Barney. He's got like a cigarette. He's got that raspy voice.
How you doing, kid?
How you doing, kid? I'm Barney. No, you're not. You're scaring me. This is going to be a fun weekend of golf.
Ryder Cup, right?
Ryder Cup.
Look at me knowing things.
And not only, and I know, you know, I'm the golf geek here, but it's going to be a fun weekend for all of us. I'll bet you by Monday and Tuesday, we're going to have some good audio, some good controversy, some meaty stuff to talk about. Even though all this great football that is going to be played, man, college football slate is going to be about golf. And you know why? The Ryder Cup is in New York.
Hey.
This is a warm-up round. Let me give you a taste. So Rory McIlroy bladed an iron, and they're like, go right. Go right. Because for those who don't know, USA versus Europe, and he's on the European team, and all these New Yorkers are like, go right. USA,
get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
It's going to be heckling on a golf course. It's going to be like, you know, whatever. It's going to be
all
awful.
Right. And real quick, on the way out, because I need to throw it on the way out before you guys hate me, I think that we can come up with something better than just the generic USA chant. I feel like we need to advance this into something else. I get it. People rally behind it. I feel like we can do a little bit more than that. Yes, I am the USA chant hater. That is at the Figgy Fig on social media.
Hey, no, it's not.
All right, those are your lunch talk.
I love this country. I'm proud to be an American.
I love this country. I just thought that we, as a country of a fantastic
America, you don't love the country chant.
I feel like we can do better. That's why I feel like we can even do better than that.
Part of the problem.
Coming up next. It's a Wednesday, so let's get a little bit of Judge John Lopez going. 713-572-4610. You weigh in too as we enter the courtroom next.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.